What's up, Trap? Go with me here for a moment. That dream you have, you can see it, you can feel it, you can touch it, you can smell it. It's right in front of you. But what if you never get to it because of one small word? Focus. No one has the perfect day. We all get distracted, blurring what's important to dedicate our time to the unimportant. Without focus, it's impossible to capture the intended outcome. It's equivalent of when I hired a local photographer to take some photos for my website. And the pictures came back blurry. I mean, while I was at the right place at the right time with the golden hour lighting, the moment was ruined because the photographer forgot to focus his lens. It turns out that we all have this thing called outside stimuli that deals with our senses and inside stimuli that deals with our thoughts. The moment any of these stimuli increases, it's like Prince is singing in the background and we literally see purple rain, disrupting our ability to focus on what needs to get done. We get bombarded by social media notifications, the dog clawing at its skin, or we think of what we're gonna eat in the midst of trying to get things done. If a big part of our life purpose is to complete the race, we should master focus so that we can be great starters and great finishers. To focus, you need the internal power of discipline and to eliminate external distractions. The internal power of discipline is the focus that comes with wanting it bad enough. I can't express to you enough. Without desire, focus is impossible. So my question to you is, do you want it bad enough? If yes, eliminating external distractions is gonna come easy because your desire to have success will remove those things that stop you from giving your full attention to something. And if you don't know how to eliminate those distractions, well, your desire led you here to find the answer. Try creating cues that let your brain know it's time to focus. Like whenever you sit at your desk, your personal phone is not in sight. Next, declutter your workspace or get rid of the snacks in the kitchen. Taking in too much visual junk is an eyesore for interruption. And finally, instead of committing yourself to long hours of work, build 15, 20, or 30 minute blocks in your schedule for intense focus. This is where you're gonna give concentrated energy without relinquishing to self-disruption. The repetition of these two forces, inner power of discipline and eliminating external distractions, it creates a strong neural pathway which allow you to suppress unwanted information and increase your performance. In other words, when you routinely practice these habits with focused attention, you create a new normal, making a set of skills easier, faster, and better. Athletes refer to this type of focus as a state of flow, maintaining attention that is motivated to achieve a high-level desirable outcome. I hope you learned today. You can have the perfect vision for your life, but if you fail to focus, you'll only succeed at not finishing. Tribe, it's time to put in that focus work. Hey Tribe, so I want to create a challenge. I want you to share with me how you choose to focus. Use the hashtag #DesireOverDistraction. And make sure you tag me, @TheCharlesClark. And if you need a little help staying focused, I created a simple planning tool to help you achieve your goal with focus. It's called the Thrive Planner. It's a planner to help you move big goals towards the finish line in 90 days. Head to thethriveplanner.com. That's thethriveplanner.com. And use the promo code FOCUS to get an additional 10% off. Lego!
Yeah, I always wanted to say that.